It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 hit a new record Monday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 1,294 cases of hospitalized patients confirmed to have the virus. That's 16 more than the day before and over 230 more than a week ago. Dr. Andrew Weinfeld, chief medical officer at Denver's Rose Medical Center, says hospitals have been getting ready for the surge.
The numbers are concerning, and we continue to make sure we're prepared for numbers to continue to increase.
The number of deaths are also rising. On 2 days this month, the state recorded at least 24 people who died from COVID-19. The governor and public health officials are urging people to take precautions like avoiding contact outside your immediate family. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
As coronavirus cases surge in southern Colorado and around the state, Chaffee County is tightening restrictions this week. The new rules reduce capacity to 25% for indoor religious gatherings, move sports outdoors in groups of fewer than 10 people, and discourage in-person events in general. County Public Health Director Andrea Carlstrom says limiting social gatherings in the next few weeks is essential for the future.
If we can course correct now, then perhaps we can have an even more meaningful December holiday season.
The county has had 319 infections per 100,000 people over the last 2 weeks. Carlstrom says it's likely the county will have to continue to tighten restrictions if cases increase. CDOT is warning drivers to be careful when traveling eastbound on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. This time of year, the morning sun can blind people driving up Floyd Hill. CDOT may occasionally close the highway, especially when glare reflects off of wet pavement. And there's a lot of sunshine across the state today with highs near 70 in Denver. This is CPR News.